This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian officials say Ukrainian drones have hit a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Their strike late Friday night was a second sea attack involving drones in one day. Ukraine said its sea drones also struck a major Russian port earlier Friday, damaging a warship and underlining the growing importance of the Black Sea as a battleground in the war. An official with Ukraine's security service confirmed to the Associated Press that the service was behind the sea drone attack on the tanker. Russia's Federal Agency for Marine and River Transport said there were no casualties among the 11 crew members of the vessel, whose engine room sustained damage in the strike. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
France said Saturday it supports efforts to overturn Niger's military coup, a day after the Economic Community of West Africa, ECOWAS, announced it has a plan for military intervention to restore democracy in the West African nation. Reuters news agency has this report.
This followed a meeting in Paris between France's Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna and Niger's Prime Minister Ahmadou Mahamadou, who also visited with supporters outside the Niger embassy. Friday, defense chiefs from West Africa's regional bloc said they had drawn up a plan for military action if the coup leaders do not reinstate the president by Sunday. That raised the specter of further conflict in a region that is already battling a deadly Islamist insurgency. One neighboring country that won't participate in a potential battle is Chad. The defense minister said Saturday, "We will never intervene with our military. We encourage dialogue. We want stability to come back to Niger." The 59-year-old coup leader, General Abdurrahman Tiani, said the junta will not back down.